previously on Prison Break.
I find it incumbent that you see the inside of a prison cell, Mr. Schofield.
Why do you want to see Boris so bad anyhow?
Because he's my brother.
So you get yourself tossed into Fox River with him? To what? Save him?
And whoever it was that set me up wants me in the ground as quickly as possible.
Look, the closer it gets, the more I'm worried that the bottom is going to fall out of this whole thing.
That's the son of a bitch that fingered Abruzzi.
Someone found Sir Bernacci.
Who was this someone?
Why'd you hire him?
Keep your friends close, your enemies closer.
They come at me, John. Coming after you.
I doubt it.
Getting you out of here.
It's impossible.
I'm not if you design a place it isn't.
You've seen the blueprints.
Better than that. I've got them on me.
You're anticipating every one of my moves, three moves in advance. You're a hell of a strategist, Fish.
You ever think about Boston?
Sure.
Think you'll ever see it again?
I'm a 60-year-old man with 60 years left on my ticket. What do you think?
I'm thinking about going.
Well, it's going and it's going. Which one you mean?
The one you think I mean.
3 days inside and he's already thinking about turning rabbit. It'll pass. It always does. And bigger things to worry about at the moment. I've been in here long enough to know it when I see it. Calm before the storm. Whites and blacks are going at each other real soon here. Everybody chooses sides and a lot of guys bleed.
Their reason?
The same reason you'll put cats and dogs in the same cage. They don't get along.
Ay, mamita, cuánto te quiero, cuánto te adoro, como veo. Ay, mamita.
Hmm. What?
Toilet won't flush.
Soap. There's only one thing, sis. Shake down, ladies and
gentlemen. The dude shuts down the water, so you can't flush your contraband.
We got nothing to worry about.
That's you!
Not anything!
Under the table, coño!
What the hell is this?
It's insurance, white boy! Now dump it!
Open it! So, tooling up for the race riot, aren't we?
Hand it over.
Huh. Rugged and the Billy. Which side are you on anyhow, Fig?
I wouldn't be neither, boss.
Maybe you're gonna go extracurricular with it then. Stick a CO, maybe.
Is there a problem here, Deputy?
Got a shank in here.
Is this yours? You're not a good liar. Come on, Sugar, you're going to the shoe. Move along, Deputy.
I'm not done shaking the cell down yet.
I said move along.
In the old man's back pocket, are you? Well, I got news for you, Fish. He may run this place during the day, but I run it during the night.
Thank you.
think of Michael. How are we doing?
The infirmary. Infirmary.
It's the weakest link in the security chain. As long as I get that pugnac, I'll get all the access I need.
The hell's a pugnac?
It lowers my insulin levels to the point that I'm hyperglycemic. As long as the good doctor thinks I'm diabetic, I'll have plenty of time in there to do what I need to do.
Which is?
A little work. A little prep for your arrival. That's the idea, anyway.
The idea?
There's a little hitch in getting the pugnac, that's all. They don't exactly stock it at the commissary.
Telling me this whole thing's riding on a bunch of pills?
Someone's working on it as we speak.
Now's not the time to be trusting a black inmate, Michael.
Our relationship transcends race.
Nothing transcends race in here. I can't let you do it. Good behavior out of here in 3 years.
It's gonna be a whole lot sooner than that.
Can't be done. Can't be done, Michael. No one's ever broken out of Fox River.
Every single step's already been mapped out. Every contingency.
Every contingency. You may have the blueprints of this place, but there's one thing those plans can't show you. People. Guys like a Brutzi. You so much as look at these cats the wrong way, they'll cut you up.
As far as the rest of these guys are concerned, I'm just another con doing his time. Staying out of trouble.
You're not gonna looking for trouble in here. It just finds you.
And when it does, we'll be long gone.
This is madness. You can't even get out of your cell.
Not true.
What? You got a key?
Something like that.
Wrong piece of real estate, Fish. Belongs to Teabag.
Who?
You best speak with respect, Fish. Man kidnapped half a dozen boys and girls down in Bama. Raped and killed them. Wasn't always in that order, either.
Does Teabag have a real name?
That is my real name. No, 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 please. Sit. So you're the new one I've been hearing all the rave reviews about. Schofield. One thing's for sure, you're just as pretty as advertised. Prettier even. Rugheads got you scared, do they?
Sorry?
I assume that's why you're over here. A few days on the inside, any God-fearing white man realizes the correctional system's got a serious lean toward the African-American persuasion.
I haven't noticed.
They got the numbers all right, so they think they do they please. We got one thing they don't. Surprise. We're gonna take the ball game to them real soon. It's gonna be nasty for a first timer like you, but we'll protect you. I'll protect you. All you gotta do is take this pocket right here, and your life be all peaches and cream. I walk, you walk with me. We'll keep you real close so no one up in here can hurt you.
Looks to me you already got a girlfriend.
I got a whole nother pocket over here.
I'll pass.
I don't protect you, them rugheads gonna gobble you up like a plate of black-eyed peas.
I said no.
And you best move then. Now. You come around these bleachers again, it's gonna be more than just words we're exchanging. Know what I'm saying?
Excuse me. Are you the Tim Giles that represented Lincoln Burroughs?
Look, if you're a reporter...
I'm not a reporter. I know the defendant personally.
You family?
Not exactly. We were in a relationship a few years back.
Well, look, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the man was guilty. The prosecution's case was a slam dunk.
Because the victim was the vice president's brother?
If you're suggesting that the federal government rammed this thing through, okay, I take offense to that, because I fought for that guy.
That's not what I meant.
The evidence was there. Lincoln worked for Stedman's company. He gets into a public altercation with the guy, so he gets fired. 2 weeks later, Stedman's shot dead, the murder weapon's found in Lincoln's house, and the victim's blood found on his clothes. Trust me, there are cases you lose sleep over, but this isn't one of them.
What about Crab Simmons? Lincoln said he could exonerate him. Why didn't you put him on the stand?
The man's a five-time felon. Right? He had no credibility.
So you wouldn't mind if I paid him a visit?
Be my guest, but I don't think it'll do you any good.
Strange feeling. Don't know how to explain it. Now I'm usually my whole life it's always been crazy, noisy, maddening, you know, in my head, but right now it's quiet. It's perfect. Glad you came back.
I thought about you the whole time.
You know, I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I know that. But I'm gonna make it right.
I know you will. What are you doing?
I want to remember this.
No.
Oh, come on. Come on, V, please, just one.
How are we doing on the Pugnac?
Hey, I'm working on it.
We'll work faster. I need that stuff tonight.
What's up there in that infirmary that you need so bad?
You get me that Pugnac, maybe I'll tell you.
Oh, he had an understanding. It's his for the family. You made pretty clear you ain't blood. How about you hand that over? Nice looking piece of steel. Bit of work. You could do some serious damage with it. Question is, who was he was planning on damaging? I seen you with the Negroes, you know. Well, maybe you're one of them milk chickens all confused like. White on the outside, black as tar on the inside. Maybe we ought to take a look at them insides and find out, huh?
Drill Scouts, is there a problem over there?
I think we'll just hang on to this if that's okay with you.
Hey, I'm not going to ask you again. Let's break up the party, ladies.
You heard the man, little doggy. Get along.
What's it take to shake down another inmate? Get something he's taken from you?
It would take Fibonacci.
I'll give you Fibonacci. I promise you that. When the time is right.
The time is right now.
No, the time is right when you and I are both standing outside those walls. You're sitting on life without parole. You're never going to stand outside those walls again. Not unless you knew someone. Someone who knew a way out. What do you say, John?
I say I've heard nothing but blabber. It's an honor. What are you doing here?
Well, I just thought we'd, you know, fraternize.
He looks like it, doesn't he?
Looks what?
Like everybody's been saying. You got no sack.
You've been neutered.
You shouldn't talk to me like that. You used to pick up my laundry.
Not anymore, John.
John, word is there's someone in here that knows where Fibonacci is, and you're not doing anything about it.
I'm working on it.
Well, you're not working on it fast enough. Apparently, Fibonacci's coming up for air again. Next month, a congressional hearing. Now, if he testifies at that hearing, a lot of people are going down, including me. Now, I've known you a long time. Our wives are friends. Our kids go to the same Catholic school. Now, it would be a shame if anything were to happen to your kids. I know my kids would miss them.
You don't need to do this.
I do.
I'll get this guy. We'll get Fibonacci.
Well, for everyone's sake, I hope you're right.
I am.
Be well, John.
Thank you.
Yo, Matt! Gotta use the phone!
Sure, no problem. You want a pizza and a pedicure, too?
Oh, it's Monday, man. I gotta call my girl. She's expecting my call.
Put a sock in it. You got nothing coming.
No, no, no! Get out there! Get out there!
Hey, pull up the manifest.
They're an Alan Schweitzer and Jen Pop.
Nope.
How about the shoe?
No.
Why are you asking?
Curious, that's all.
I know you hear him. That's Judgment Day. It's coming. Real soon. All the streets is burning payback, and now you're wishing that you displayed your
position. Oh, Curly! Come on, my dad.
What you doing in my cell?
I want in.
I'm quite sure I heard that, Fish. Did you just say you're in?
That's right.
You know the old saying, don't you in for an inch, in for a mile.
Whatever it takes, you want me to fight, I'll fight. The bolt from the bleachers, that's what it was for.
Well, you want to fight, you want to get your chance. Next count.
Tonight?
Problem with that? Because we going straight at them. Better catch a square, Fish. We on demand in a big way.
All I need is a weapon.
You want a weapon, bitch? There you go.
All prisoners, return to your cell.
You're gonna have to prove yourself or we trust you with the heavy artillery, you know what I'm saying?
Gates closing!
I wanted to apologize for being so short with you before.
No problem.
The closer it gets to an execution, the harder it becomes. So that's why I wanted to give you this. Let's see, a surveillance tape of the garage that night. It was a closed trial, so no one outside of the courtroom saw it, but I thought it could help you out.
With what?
Closure.
I think it's time you quit the charade, don't you?
What?
It's starting to ruin people's lives. Michael's in here because he thinks you're innocent.
He told you.
He hasn't told me anything, but I know Lincoln. I know what he's planning. Call him off. If you love him, call him off. I saw the tape.
What's on the tapes when I went down?
I know what I saw.
I know what I saw. I was there, remember? I got high that night. I had to. It's the only way I got through it. I never pulled the trigger. I was already dead.
Then listen! Shut up! I went there that night to clear a debt. Travis Simmons was on my ass for the 90 grand I owed him. Told me the mark was some scumbag drug dealer, and if I took it, we'd be clean.
I never pulled the trigger. All I know is that somebody wanted me in the same garage as Terrence Stebbins that night.
Why would somebody want to set you up?
Wasn't a thought when it was about him.
Stebbins?
Yes.
The guy was like a saint. All the charity work, the environmental progress his company was making. About the only person in this entire country who had motive to kill him was you.
You came all the way down here to tell me how guilty I am.
I don't know why I came here.
You have your life now. I know that. But if what we had before meant anything to you, you'd find out the truth.
Maybe all this is the truth. Maybe they got it right.
Your kick, Sue Gray. You got something like 40 cents to your name.
Please! Oh! Oh, no!
Hector, you go ahead.
What are you talking about?
I think I'm just gonna take a cab.
What do you mean, like go home? I mean, you just got here. He didn't call you, did he? Look, I love Fernando to death, but the guy's a deadbeat. You gotta move on with your life.
Giles, I'd like to have a word with you if we could.
I'm afraid
we're going to have to insist. It's come to our attention that you made a FOIL request a couple of days ago on the Burroughs case.
Yeah, so?
Records show that you made a dupe of the surveillance tape.
That's right.
Mind us asking why?
It was one of Burroughs' old girlfriends, man. She was under the impression that the guy was innocent. I figured it'd, you know, help her with closure.
She's in possession of the tape now, then.
Don't pull that card on me. It's the Freedom of Information Act. She's entitled to that tape as much as you are.
No. By all means. By all means.
May I go there?
Just one more thing. This old girlfriend of his. What's her name?
Excuse me, is this the Simmons residence?
I'm Miss Simmons.
I'm sorry, I'm Veronica Donovan. I'm looking for Crab Simmons. Are you related?
He's my son.
Is he around?
No.
Can you tell me where I can find him?
Lady, go away. I can't help you. Can't you understand that?
Look, I'm sorry, it's just... a man's life is at stake, and maybe your son can help him.
Crab can't help nobody, lady. He's dead.
I'm sorry.
Heads up! Coming up, Tom! Sandra Gates!
About to jump off, fish.
Get back on your number.
back up.
I said, get back on your number.
I try to give you the benefit of the doubt. I try to treat you with respect. You can't even respect yourselves. So, there's going to be a 48-hour lockdown. No mess, no showers, no visitation. And I strongly suggest that you all learn to get along. Otherwise, the next time is going to be a week, and the time after that is going to be a month. Think about it.
Tisha Barris on the line.
I don't know who that is. Take a message.
She says she used to date Crab Simmons.
Letitia, thank you for calling.
You want to hear what I have to say? We meet in a public place where they can't get to us.
Whoa. Where who can't get to us?
You want to hear what I have to say or not? Because if you don't, I'm going to hang up right now.
No. You just name the time and the place.
Over here.
Hey, Letitia, thanks for coming.
Who is it? We don't know each other. You got that? Well, stay out here in the open where they can't get to us. Where they can't do what they do. The only reason why I'm talking to you is because they're going to kill your boy like they killed mine.
Coroner's report says Matt killed your boyfriend, Letitia. It was an overdose.
No overdose.
What do you mean?
Crab didn't use. He had a bad heart. If he touched his stomach, it'd kill him. I mean, don't you think it's the slightest bit of a coincidence he OD'd a week after your boyfriend's crime? They killed him because he knew things. Things he didn't want to get out.
Like what?
Like who was really behind that hit that night? It wasn't Crab, that's for damn sure. And sure as hell wasn't Lincoln. Neither of them boys knew what they were getting into. They were just pawns in a big game.
What?
Here.
Who's here, Leticia?
Don't try to follow me. Don't find me. I won't testify.
Just slow down and talk to me.
I get as far away from here as you can, girl. Because there ain't nobody they can get to.
Leticia!
A small complication. There's a lawyer poking around.
Veronica Donovan.
Yes.
You can handle a girl who graduated in the middle of her Baylor Law School class. At least I'd like to think so, given the stakes of what we're dealing with here. Anyone that's a threat to what we're doing is expendable. Anyone.
Understood.
And do what you need to do to make this go away.
You there, pretty? I know you're there. This is what you know, I'm coming for you. You got nowhere to run. You're trapped in that little hole of yours. Trapped by the big gun of slaughter.
About you, Schofield. Here's your partner.
A little bit late. Better late than never, right?
Schofield! Infirmary!
We'll see about that.
I'm gonna find out, you know, what it is you're doing up there.
How long does this take?
It used to take hours. Come a long way with the new glucose kits. This will take us about 10 seconds. Slide the strip into the meter. We're ready to go. I'm sure you know this, but average glucose for the non-diabetic is about 100 milligrams per deciliter. So we see a number like that here, and we know you've been misdiagnosed. You seem nervous.
I do.
You're sweating.
Must be the needles. Never really got used to them.
Somehow with diabetes and that tattoo, I find that hard to believe. Huh. Bad news, I'm afraid. milligrams per deciliter, you're definitely diabetic.
Do you need anything else from me?
I'm just sticking a needle in.
Okay.
See you Wednesday.
Ute, prisoner.
I don't know, there's something strange about him.
What do you mean?
I gave him the results of his blood test, and there was this look on his face. It was, relief.
It's all right, I got it. I'm headed over to A-Wing anyhow.
You're positively beaming, boss.
Got up on the right side of the bed this morning, I guess. Hold up. Sugar. Hey, don't you move, Fishy.
What are you doing? You come with us, Fish.
This little polka, you know, I've been doing for a while, as of this moment. It's over. Fibonacci. I want to know how you got to him and where he is right now.
Not going to happen, John.
I'm gonna count to three. One.
I give you that information. I'm a dead man. You know it, and I know it.
Two.
I'll tell you the moment we're outside those walls, not a second before.
You tell me now.